Howdy.
Good morning. My name is Todd McDaniel. I'm the president and CEO of the Research Valley Partnership, and it's truly our pleasure to welcome everyone today and to make this official announcement. This is a brilliant day for our community. Before we get started, I'm the master of ceremonies. Before we get started, I thought it would be important maybe to have a moment of silence for a gentleman we lost over the weekend, an incredible public servant, Frank Simpson. So maybe just a quick moment of silence. Amen. So again, it's my pleasure to introduce everybody this morning. I would be remiss not to recognize my staff who's here in the audience and thank everyone. Certainly we will do a little bit more of that as we go on. Very briefly, please allow me to introduce the table. And I'll start at the end of the table, down here on the end, Jorge Garza Montemayor. Jorge is from Monterrey, Mexico, and represents ProLAMSA Group. Jose Garza Montemayor, who also is with ProLAMSA Group, and he'll speak in a few minutes. Again, Monterrey, Mexico. Everybody knows the judge, so I'm going to just say hello, Judge. And then we're going to pass over here to Mayor Bayinski. Everybody knows the mayor, so good morning, Mayor. To our right is Paco Garza. He is the general manager of ProLAMSA Group USA, headquartered out of Houston, lives in the Woodlands. Hopefully he'll move to Bryan College Station soon. Then we have Greg Wilk. Greg is the vice president of operations for ProLAMSA USA. Greg will talk a little bit about the project, about the equipment, about the very state-of-the-art, high-tech nature of this particular project. And then on the very end, the newest team member to ProLAMSA, Steve Manchester. Steve is the vice president for and project director specifically for this project and as it advances forward. This is a very, very big project for our community. At the back, if no one has already taken all of them, we did put together some media kits as well that kind of talk a little bit about the scope of the project, et cetera. So it's very important. In terms of the order for today's ceremony, basically what we're going to do is in just a second, Judge Peters is going to say some welcoming remarks, and then he's going to turn it over to the ProLAMSA core team that's working this project. Paco will then introduce other team members. We're going to do a signing ceremony, an official signing ceremony, welcoming the company to our community, and then we're going to wrap with some closing remarks by Mayor Bayinski. So with that, Judge, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Todd. Howdy.
Howdy.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
On behalf of Brazos County and my colleagues on the Commissioner's Court, thank you for taking the time this morning to join us. Today's announcement and signing the ceremony, it represents a culmination of a lot of hard work and substantial commitment by the company and the community. We're pleased and honored with the company's decision and today's official announcement. Over the past 15 months, I've gotten to know Jorge, Jose, and especially Paco, Francisco Garza. And I can tell you firsthand the integrity, the attention to detail, and the focus these individuals have on behalf of their company. Their decision and ours was not taken lightly and involved substantial thought and consideration. What I now believe is that these people and their company are committed to the excellence that will bring to Brazos County. This project will be world-class and state-of-the-art. I look forward to seeing it in its full operation with all the investment and jobs it'll bring. So without further ado, I'm honored to introduce to you Mr. Francisco Paco Garza to tell you about it.
Good morning. Good morning. Judge Peters, Mayor Bayinski, distinguished members of the audience, good morning all. Plums Group is building a new pipe and tubular product facility at Texas Triangle Park in Bryan, Texas. The facility will operate under the newly formed company named Axis Pipe and Tube. And this is the name of the company and the logo that we're going to be using. And this is the first time that we introduce this to all of you. We selected Bryan, Texas, after a comprehensive search of possible sites throughout the southeastern and southwestern United States. We chose Bryan because of its business-friendly environment, supply of skilled labor, and the proximity to a large and growing base of our customers. We've been granted approvals for certain economic incentives, and we are in the process of finalizing other incentives which have played a critical role in our decision-making process. We would like to thank Governor Perry's office, public officials from Brazos County and the City of Bryan, and the Research Valley Partnership for all their help. We felt they truly wanted us as neighbors and business partners, which is what convinced us to choose Bryan as our location. The plant will be built on 183 acres, and our capacity at the new facility will be over 300,000 tons per year. The plant will cost over $120 million and will employ over 285 people. Construction of the major buildings of the new facility will begin in the next few weeks, and we're anticipating it will be completed by the fourth quarter of this year. The plant then will be on the commissioning phase and is scheduled for the second quarter of 2014. The new plant will produce ERW energy tubular products in diameters up to 16 inches with wall thicknesses up to 5/8 of an inch. We will produce API grades as well as some ASTM specified products. We are committed to make this project a successful one together with Brazos County and the City of Bryan. Judge Peters, Mayor Bainski, we thank you for your leadership, your hard work, your commitment, and your determination. You really and indeed made the difference for us to be here today announcing this project. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to pass the microphone to Mr. Greg Wilk, which is our Vice President of Operations for Prolamsa USA. Greg.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here. It's a big project for the City of Bryan. It's a big project for us as well as a company. As mentioned, the facility will consist of an investment in excess of $120 million. This facility, as Paco just mentioned, will produce over 300,000 tons of energy tubular products on an annual basis. We will bring in terms of the process, coiled sheet steel via rail, as well as through over-the-road trucking. We will take that steel and begin to process it in a number of different ways. We have purchased state-of-the-art equipment. We feel the best in the business to process this material as we bring it in. The steel comes into our facility. It will be cut into various widths for processing from a master coil. The production line that will do the slitting or cutting of the steel will take in material in excess of 100,000 pounds and likely be one of the largest in North America, if not the largest line of its kind in North America. Again, as mentioned, we'll produce products up to 16 inches in diameter. We'll produce those to API 5L and API 5CT specifications. Our products will be utilized in a horizontal application for line pipe and gathering systems for natural gas, as well as downhole products. The grades that we will be producing will be for the API products in line pipe, X42 through X70, and the oil country tubular goods. We will produce products to a J, from a J55 up through a P110 grade. As a result, our facility will not only form the material, the incoming sheet steel, weld it through the ERW process, but we will machine the tubes, we will test the tubes at very high pressures. We will also perform ultrasonic testing of each and every individual pipe that we manufacture before it receives its certification. And then we will have a series of value-added steps and processes, basically alloying processes, that'll take the base material and upgrade it to the higher specification as required by the order from the market that we receive. Again, we're very excited about this, and we hope to be very good stewards of our community and obviously employ in excess of 285 people in the process. So with that, I'll turn it over to the individual who's going to now begin to help us make this happen and build this facility, Steve Manchester. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning. I think everybody here at the table has been fairly well recognized, and so I'd like to take a moment to thank Keene Register, Kevin Russell, and Frank Clark for their effort in making this possible for me, anyway, in my end of things. The size of this building is pretty impressive. If you can imagine 10 acres under one roof as your main structure and standing in the middle of your 10 acres and having a roof over your head, it's pretty impressive, and I would welcome anybody to come out during construction if you'd like to see it. Our second building is 5 acres under one roof, and that'll sit next to the 10-acre building. There'll be approximately 2 miles of rail on site with switches and sidings and so on and so forth. And it'll encompass 183 acres. So it's a fairly large project. And as with any project, you have to start somewhere, and this is the beginning. And so I thank everybody for their efforts in helping us get started, and I look forward to working with everybody in the room. Thank you. And Mr. Jose Garza.
Thanks, everybody, to having us here. Judge Peters, thank you very much for your work, your effort. Mayor Bayinski, thank you very much. All the members of the audience. Today is a historic day for us, for Prolamsa family. We feel very enthusiastic about this starting of this new plant in Bryan, Texas. I want to thank everybody for the work done for having us here today. We feel very welcome. It is a very warm welcome. And I hope that this will be a very successful venture for all of us. Thank you very much for your efforts, and hope to start this plant next year, as Paco said, in the middle of the year. Thank you very much.
Okay, so with that, we're going to go ahead and do the official signing ceremony. And if we could, Mayor, if you could maybe join Jorge at the end there, and they'll have the various signature blocks for components. One of the most important elements of this project is the purchase and sale agreement, and there are many entities that were involved in that, and so this is a very important day today as we officially recognize. So just go ahead.
First off, I want to ask that everyone continue to keep Frank Simpson and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Today's an exciting day for Brian, and Frank would have been very excited for Brian and for the accomplishments here that we are talking about today. So he would have been one of the first ones from College Station to call and congratulate us on our work and would ask us to partner on future projects. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. It is my honor to be part of such a great announcement for the city of Bryan. As you've heard today, the project represents a huge opportunity for Bryan and a mass investment by ProLamsa. We are honored to have them in our community, and as the proud mayor of Bryan, I officially welcome Access Pipe and Tube as a member of our Bryan family and of our business community. A project of this scope requires enormous efforts. We went from being one of 25 locations across the southern U.S. to the location. This does not happen overnight, and there are so many people that had a key role in making today's announcement a reality and a success. I would like to thank Judge Dwayne Peters and the Brazos County Commissioner's Court, the Economic Development Foundation Board of Directors for your continuous engagement of this project, the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniels and your staff, Chris Peterson and Jim Lewis, board chairmen of the RVP, for the never say die attitude and vision beyond Texas Triangle Park. The Bryan City staff, led by Keene Register, along with Dennis Gehring, Kevin Russell, Frank Clark, Janice Hampton, Jonathan Hugh, Joey, Jason, Mary Lynn, and all the Brazos County staff, Bill, Kendra, Irene, for your incredible hard work on this very complicated project. The Twin City Endowments Foundation, led by Mike Holmgreen. Mike's here somewhere. Thank you, Mike, for partnering with us. Our utility partners, BTU, Gary Miller, David Worley, thank you. The board of directors that are here from BTU and their wonderful staff. Atmos Energy, thank you, gentlemen, for being here today and for your participation. And the strong support of Union Pacific Railroad, and a special thanks to Clayton Williams Energy, Tom Wilkinson and B.V. Cog, the Economic Development Administration, Blinn College, Todd Staples and the Texas Department of Agriculture, along with our state and federal elected officials, Governor Perry, State Senator Charles Shortner, State Representative Kyle Cassell, State Representative John Rainey, and Congressman Bill Flores. I would like to especially thank my colleagues on the Bryan City Council, Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton, Art Hughes, Paul Madison, Richard Cortez, Chuck Condola, and Greg Owens. Y'all got me split here today. I've got to go back and forth. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your continued support, the spirit of cooperation, the teamwork, the vision, and leadership in moving the city of Bryan forward for the good of all our citizens and our businesses. Thank you for all you do for Bryan. Finally, I'd like to thank ProLamsa and Access Pipe and Tube, Jose, Jorge, Potco, and company, for having the vision and belief in the city of Bryan and the Texas Triangle Park. Jose, Jorge, and Potco, I am proud to call each of you my friends, and I have enjoyed the past many months getting to know each of you and sharing the same values of faith and family. I promise you will not regret your decision to locate in Bryan, and we look forward as the Bryan family to exito enorme, great success. Gracias Dios, los bendiga, thank you, and God bless. Okay, so next steps. Today is a busy day for our company. They have meetings with the contractor at the site, etc. So there are media packets, as I mentioned at the beginning, at the back. We do have time for a few questions. If there are questions of the audience, I'll try to moderate this. So, any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know how many of the local contractors.
Many as qualified. We have left paperwork with Frank Clark of the City of Bryan. Some contractors have already filled that paperwork out, and we encourage all to do so.
Other questions? Yes, sir. That's. Yes, sir.
So I think, if my memory serves, I believe the pay is above the county wage. I believe it's around $40,000, and then benefits, et cetera. So very good jobs. These are jobs that will require skills, very high tech. It's my honor, in fact, to recognize Ted Rasbiller. Blinn College and Texas A&M will be very important partners in this from a skills development and skills training initiative. So good question.
Yes, sir.
Other questions of the audience?
You know, Prolopsa does a lot of tubing for PERC.
Serving the oil patch, energy tubular products from this facility primarily, absolutely.
Other questions? Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for your time and for your attention today, and have a great rest of the week.